A Graduate Student's Guide to Getting Hired in a Digital World. Written by the Tiptopics team, Andrew Tenbrink, Mallory Smith, Georgia Lumar, Laura Pinault, Tylene Lopez, and Molly Christofferson. Read by Tom Toddy. Please note that the print edition of this article contains hyperlinks to many resources and references. Please see the print edition for these materials. The COVID-19 pandemic has created many challenges for graduate students. One major challenge has been the transition to working remotely, which highlights the importance of using virtual communication skills and strategies. In our previously featured article, we outlined how graduate students can thrive in a digital world by becoming virtual meeting experts and using social media to develop professional networks and improve skills. Building on these insights, we want to continue the discussion surrounding how the pandemic has affected graduate student life. Not only has the pandemic disrupted graduate students' educational experiences, but it has also impacted the trajectory of our careers beyond the classroom. As IO graduate students begin to search for jobs and internships, we are being met with a job market that is crippled by mass unemployment and hiring freezes that have been spurred by major economic struggles. This is a reality that none of us could have expected when enrolling in IO graduate programs, or even at the beginning of the year, when U.S. News ranked industrial psychologist as its 46th best job for 2020, with a job market score of 10 out of a possible 10. The impact of the pandemic will likely persist for the coming years, affecting graduate students seeking applied and academic positions. Many universities have implemented hiring freezes for the immediate future, creating obstacles for graduate students seeking junior faculty positions and postdocs. Those seeking industry positions face U.S. unemployment levels greater than 10% and a global economy that is projected to shrink 4.9% in 2020. With this uncertainty, we think it is important to help graduate students navigate current and future job searches. Our goal for this article is to discuss the implications of a tough job market and the transition to remote work on the job search process, while also providing strategies and resources that can help graduate students be successful in securing a job that is right for them. To organize our discussion, we will focus on the following three stages. 1. Finding and applying for jobs. 2. The virtual interview. And 3. Virtual onboarding. In each session, we provide helpful tips and resources that you can use to conquer the current job market. Finding and applying for jobs. Despite a worrisome job market, graduate students may find encouragement in the fact that some aspects of the job search process remain somewhat unaffected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The modern job search typically involves spending time on the internet perusing various online job search databases. Thankfully, this step can be done from the comfort of your own home. It is important to remember that searching for jobs is a process that can take a lot of dedicated time and perseverance, especially when navigating a tough job market. It is important to develop a strategic approach to help you be successful. Maximizing your competitive advantage. With fewer openings and more applicants, competition for jobs is likely to be fierce. As IOs, we hope our training on best practices and selection is put into action, especially for the very systems used to hire us. Even in highly structured, standardized hiring systems, there can still be some degree of randomness in who ultimately gets hired. But what can we do to gain advantage in a random and uncertain job market? Dr. J. Van Bavel and colleagues offer two principles that can help increase the odds for success in a tough job market: maximizing the signal and minimizing the noise. Applicants can maximize the signal by taking the time to understand their audience and crafting materials that quickly attract attention. When there is a large number of applicants, the goal should be to find ways to stand out in the crowd. Keep this in mind when crafting cover letters, CVs, and resumes. Additionally, applicants can minimize the noise by increasing the number of jobs that they apply to. At the end of the day, getting a job can be a numbers game, and casting a wide net can increase your chances of getting an interview. Further, the recent prevalence and acceptance of remote working arrangements, which some organizations are considering for the long term, creates many opportunities for job seekers. Geographic proximity may be less of a limiting factor because applicants can apply to remote jobs all over the country, or even the world, without the need to relocate. In fact, graduate students may possess a competitive advantage when it comes to remote work, as the skills required to work independently are also necessary for success in graduate school. Don't hesitate to expand the geographic area of your job search, as well as to highlight the skills that make you a great remote employee on your CV, resume, and cover letter. Use your resources. It can be daunting searching for jobs, particularly when it's not clear where to start. Luckily, there are many great online resources that can help to streamline the process and keep you from spending hours combing the internet for the perfect job. Many job search sites allow you to filter by a variety of criteria, such as title, skills, company, and provide necessary information about jobs and organizations that can help you decide if a job is the right fit for you. These sites can provide tips and suggestions to help you achieve success in your search. Unfortunately, no database is completely comprehensive, so we recommend using multiple sites to help optimize your search. Here are some of our favorite resources for exploring jobs and internships. LinkedIn. This popular professional networking site provides a large database of job postings that you can search while also leveraging your social connections to look for open positions. Higher ed jobs. This online database provides access to job postings for positions at academic institutions. Additionally, they can provide news and resources that can help you navigate the job search process. IO Job Network and AOM Career Center. These databases of job and internship postings allow you to search based on your own criteria and post your resume for potential employers to access. Rely on your network. One of the best resources for finding jobs is your professional network. Building relationships with people in your field allows you to learn about new jobs, showcase your skills, and present yourself to decision makers and organizations. Talking to someone whose job or employer is similar to those that you are targeting is an effective way to determine whether that position is a good fit for you. As many organizations have transitioned to fully remote work, the strategies for cultivating a strong professional network have changed. To provide practical guidance for our readership in this regard, we asked Dr. Michael A. Johnson, assistant professor at Louisiana State University's Rux Department of Management, how senior graduate students can best market themselves to prospective employers in a virtual world. Dr. Johnson explains that, quote, people should especially push into their job search and networking. I always tell my students that people are never as willing to help you out as right now. People intuitively get what it's like to try and find that first job as well as navigate the beginning parts of your career. Graduate students should take advantage of that. We may be entering an extended period where the job market will be limited, and the importance of having a good network is one way of overcoming that. Unquote. Whether you already have an extensive list of professional contacts or think that your professional network needs some development, it is crucial to take the time to connect with people. Dr. Johnson recommends setting aside some time each week to connect with graduate students, professors, and industry contacts. This can be as simple as sending an email, connecting on social media, or even setting up a casual virtual call. Finally, he reminds graduate students that networking makes us all uncomfortable, and I think that people get that. In most circumstances, reaching out and doing a bad job with it is better than not reaching out at all. The virtual interview. You put a ton of time into your job search and it paid off with an interview at an organization you'd love to work at. As the day of your interview approaches, you may wonder if you should prepare differently for a virtual interview than you would for an in-person interview. In this section, we've summarized insights from Dr. Ryan Horn, a virtual interview researcher and recent grad who shared advice from his research and his personal experience with navigating the virtual job market. Preparing for your interview. Dr. Horn explains that while preparation for the content of the interview shouldn't change, there are steps the candidates can take to reduce the potential for distraction when using a video platform. For example, one of Dr. Horn's studies found that your presence in a picture-in-picture window, the small window in your screen that shows how you appear to an interviewer, in a video interview increased cognitive load for interviews. Taking this into consideration, candidates may want to minimize the picture-in-picture window during the interview and consider ahead of time how to reduce other distracting elements on their screen and in their home. Part of your interview preparation should include checking your audio, testing your lighting and picture, and minimizing as many environmental distractions as possible. Recovering from a technical difficulty. Imagine this, your virtual interview is going great when suddenly your audio cuts out. This is a nightmare situation for most candidates, but when it comes to recovering from glitches, Dr. Horn says the best thing to do is to maintain composure and not let frustrations with technology alter your delivery and content. Interviewers understand that glitches happen, but they will also be attentive to how you conduct yourself during an interruption. If you handle the interruption well, it will demonstrate problem-solving skills and composure to your interviewer. Conversely, Dr. Horn warns that handling the technical difficulty poorly could hurt the candidate's performance. He explains, quote, "You will not get a second interview if you curse at Zoom and toss your headphones across the room," unquote. To minimize the impact of technical problems, we suggest strategizing your response to any interruptions that may happen during your interview. Some suggestions include having an Ethernet cable nearby in case your wireless internet cuts out, planning to finish the interview by phone if video or audio isn't working, or having an alternative video conferencing option so you can suggest switching platforms. While you can't plan for everything, thinking through what you would do if a problem arises can help you remain composed. Don't forget to follow up. Just like you would after an in-person interview, it is best practice to follow up with your interviewer, thanking them for their time. Your email should be concise and memorable, and you should refer to topics or questions that came up during the interview. There are many online articles offering great advice about how to best follow up after an interview, including a LinkedIn article and a blog from Harvard Business, both linked in the print edition of this article. Virtual onboarding. Congratulations, you got the job. We're sure you're excited to begin this new chapter in your professional journey, but we acknowledge that starting a new job can be scary, and your first day jitters may be exacerbated by the perceived challenges of starting a job remotely. We've compiled the following tips to help you make the most of your first few weeks. Connect with your new colleagues and make yourself visible. In the office or around campus, it is easy to stop by a colleague's desk to ask a question or catch up while grabbing coffee. While we may have taken interactions for granted before moving to remote work, these brief conversations were invaluable for fostering belonging and remaining visible to other members of the organization. In a qualitative study about virtual onboarding, Hempel and Beagle, 2014, argue that fewer opportunities for informal communications with colleagues and reduced visibility are among the greatest challenges facing new members of a virtual team. As a remote worker, you may want to manufacture water cooler conversations to informally connect with your team. Reach out to ask someone on your team if they would be interested in having a short get-to-know-you virtual meeting. If your workplace hosts informal virtual meetings such as coffee breaks or happy hours, attend these events during your first few weeks and introduce yourself to your new colleagues. These events can be used to break the ice so you feel comfortable reaching out in the future, as well as to identify potential mentors. Equally important to getting to know your colleagues informally, setting up regular check-ins with your manager might help you maintain accountability. In a paper by Schoenfeld and colleagues, 2012, about IO psychology internship practices, they found out many interns were required to keep a daily or weekly diary where they describe what they worked on each day. This practice has been recommended by some recent articles, i.e. Art Markman's article for HBR, about best practices for working from home. A daily diary can be used for your own records and can be shared with your supervisor to make your daily tasks more visible, maintaining accountability. Ask questions and clarify expectations. As a new hire in a remote position, you may need to put in more effort to determine your manager's and team's expectations of you. One way to do this is to develop a professional development plan with your manager during your first 2 weeks on the job. This proposal can outline details of your role, how successful performance will be evaluated, or a timeline for achieving professional milestones. Schoenfeld and colleagues explain that this is a common practice for IO interns, as it helps clarify and formalize expectations for an often ambiguous short-term position. Even without creating a formal plan with your supervisor, asking questions about the organization's expectations of you can help you be successful during the first few weeks of a virtual job. In an article for Bloomberg, Zena Everett, a career coach and former recruiter, suggested new employees ask the following questions. If you were me, what would you focus your energy and attention on each day? How will I be measured during the first 3 months? And what might derail me? Set boundaries. As a new employee, you may feel compelled to work extra hours and make yourself overly available to your new team, habits that are easy to fall into, especially when working remotely. While we acknowledge that working outside of your typical work hours may sometimes be necessary, constantly being available can lead to burnout and can interfere with other responsibilities, such as your role as a graduate student. In an article for Top Resume, Carson Kohler recommends developing a routine that is flexible to the needs of your employer while also setting clear personal boundaries. Final thoughts. The COVID-19 pandemic has rapidly changed the landscape of work, and this presents new challenges and opportunities for graduates navigating the job market. Fortunately, we as IO psychologists are still in demand, arguably now more than ever, as employers look to us to shape the post-pandemic workplace. While we hope that the resources in this article help you feel motivated and supported in your job search, we also acknowledge that finding a job is an exhausting endeavor. We encourage you to take time to recharge and tap into your support systems when you're feeling overwhelmed with the job search process. Remember, you're not in this alone, and we wish you the best of luck as you take this next step on your professional journey. Thank you, Dr. Michael Johnson and Dr. Ryan Horn, for their time and contributions to this article. Please see the print edition for hyperlinks to many resources and references.